The tribes say the faulty data has contributed to the collapse of salmon runs. Salmon are not targeted in the pollock harvest, but are taken as bycatch. And although they are a tiny slice of the 4.4 billion pound fishery, AVCP's attorney Coralette Waite says the result has been devastating.
The reality on the ground is that every salmon counts. And unfortunately for our region and for our families and our community, there are winners when families go without salmon because of the impacts of using outdated strategies.
During oral arguments on Thursday, Kate Glover, an attorney for Earth Justice, spoke on behalf of the tribes. She told U.S. District Court Judge Sharon Gleason that federal managers have failed to take into consideration major changes in the ecosystem due to a warming climate.
It's been breaking records in terms of loss of sea ice and the disappearance of the cold pool in the Bering Sea. Salmon runs have been at record lows in recent years.
Glover argued that federal managers are relying on data that is two decades old. The lawsuit calls for new studies and immediate management changes. In her response to the tribes, federal attorney Jennifer Sunduk said that there have been a number of new regulations that have resulted in lower bycatch and less impact on seabirds. And while Sunduk concedes that some of the changes in the Bering Sea ecosystem are unprecedented, she argued that temperature fluctuations are cyclical and not enough to affect the overall management of the fishery. She said the tribes are taking the data out of context. Judge Gleason has taken arguments from both sides under advisement and is expected to make a decision in the case in a few months. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.